Hey, Chris and Lindsay, good to have you on the call. Thanks for agreeing to join us and to tell us a bit about your story. So just for everyone listening, tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you're based right now, the name of your practice, and how did you come about working with us?
Yeah, fab. So I'm Lindsay and this is Chris.
Hello.
We've practiced for 13 years all over the world, and we now run Dots Chiropractic in Milton Keynes. We've been around for 5.5 years now.
Okay, awesome. And how did you guys, or tell us a little bit about why you considered working with us for us to help you with your marketing?
You did the new patient avalanche call at the beginning of 2023. So we went on that and loved it. And then you invited us to the workshop, the in-house event seminar. And we went to that. Dr. John DeMartini was there and I love him. So that was fantastic. And actually, quite surprisingly, Chris jumped. This is not like him. And he jumped to the back of the room and was like, "We're part of the inner circle." And I was like, "We didn't have a discussion about it. Like, I generally make decisions like that."
Was an executive decision.
I remember it very well, actually. I remember it very well. I remember you guys are jumping in. I'm interested to find out a little bit more about when it comes to growing a practice. We know that some of the frustrations in growing a practice is generating regular new patients or leads. Tell us a little bit about your frustrations around that and what challenges you were having around that specifically, in your practice.
So the first year we opened, it was just me. Chris was in another office and I was pregnant and I did 18 community fates and fairs that first summer while I was 6 months pregnant. And that's how we grew, like 4 people at a time, 10 people at a time. It just, and then when COVID happened, I didn't know how to do an online anything. I wasn't quite sure. So we had gotten another marketing agency to do our stuff, which worked well, but it was very expensive. And we did they made a copycat page of us. So we once we stopped working with them, we didn't have any of the material.
Oh, got it, got it.
So then we had been humming and
I
hawing
think
about
that
it.
got us to a point where we're like, okay, good. We're starting to see some growth, but we want more growth. What else can we do?
And also, anytime anybody did anything, it was me. Chris doesn't like to get in front of the camera. He's not, he's good one-on-one, but he doesn't like to have a big group. So it was just really challenging. And once we had started your inner circle, we were doing the in-house spinal screenings, and we had great success for that with that. So we grew by 44% in the first, 9 months, April to
Because that's the only
December.
thing that we actually implemented was that in-house screening.
In
We're
that
like,
first year.
it was like a light bulb moment. We're like, wow, like how cool is this? 4 hours on a Saturday, and we have basically double tripled what we paid for the Facebook ad spend on that. It was just like, whoa.
Your group paid for itself in 4 hours. That was quite good. But
That
then the
is
done
a
for you, it was still my mindset. Everything that I had to do it all and plan it all and organize it all and all the networking events. And so I thought, if there's something that I could just take and get somebody else to do it, and your team knows stuff. They were talking about split testing and stuff that I didn't know how to do. I could follow your instructions on how to set one up, but I didn't know any more than that. And
Yeah.
yeah.
Cool. If you would, just tell us a little bit about some of the results you've had since working with us.
Yeah. So we joined in April. It's now August 10th, but we've got our final stats till the end of July. We've generated, I was hope, well, 396 new leads working with your team. We've done a couple spinal screenings. We had a balance and stability workshop, which was insane.
Yeah,
We had 33 signups, 27 showed up.
Wow.
It was a really, really great event. And I could not do that myself. And then we've done a few lead campaigns. So, yeah, 396 new patients, which has been fantastic. And then we've had two in the last 4 months working with you guys, we've had two record months. So we
Oh man.
just hit 10 days ago, the end of July. We hit
Was our biggest month ever in
biggest month
practice.
ever, 18 pounds shy of 41,000 pounds.
Yeah, baby. Great
It
job.
was so good. We're super happy.
I have a question for you. What would you say to someone considering trying our done for you service?
I think do it. Like, it's going to save you so much headache. You give the information and then they set it all up and they you know, Michael's our guy, and he was split testing who had what t-shirt on, and do we do a still or do we do a video, and like, does that make a difference? So that was really great for us.
I would definitely say, you know, go ahead and pull the trigger on it. Even if there's hesitation, you know, give it a shot. You know, obviously, you know, you got to put some skin into the game, but you know, you also have to do some work as well too.
I also think it makes me a lot more prepared, because Michael will say, do you have, what's your next 3 months looking like? Yeah. Or what workshops are you doing? So we've now got our workshops up until November that we can give him information and we can take pictures and we can do videos and things like that, so that he's got content as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's accountability, right? So we force, we have to provide the service for you. Because we have to provide the service for you, we make sure that we have all our ducks in a row, and that forces you to have all your ducks in a row. We always joke. We sometimes say we do a better job for somebody else than we do for ourselves, marketing-wise, because there's that exchange, and then we're really forced to, we're held accountable, and because of that, we have to stay on our cadences. So that's awesome. I wonder if I can just get you to speak to that feeling you had when you did that first event ever, and you said it went so well, and you, in 4 hours, you had X amount of new patients, and you realized that it paid for itself.
The first final screening, it was, we had done 200, your like step-by-step guide had said, do 2 weeks in advance, spend £250. And we were full, and we had like 70 people. Like, there was just no way. Yeah,
there's no way that me and Lindsay were able to do that.
I was booking four people for 15 minutes. The team was not very happy with me. No. We were supposed to work 9 to 12. We ended up working like 9 to 2. And people were waiting about half an hour. We learned so much. So now we do, there are things to do. It's not just a spinal screening. Now when you come in, we've done about 6 or 8 of them now. So there's food. Our team go through the warm-up exercises with you. They give you a tour of the office. There's seated chair massage. So people don't feel like they're waiting. There's something to do while you're waiting.
It must be a pretty cool feeling to have, as you say, the service paid for itself in the first 4 hours.
So we did, after the event, we checked our like money taken in at 4 weeks and at 7 weeks after our first spinal screening. And at 7 weeks, I think from just those people, we were £11,000 up. And so that paid for your service for the whole year.
Pretty cool. Well, which is I think always say you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And as you say, Chris, you got to have some skin in the game, and everything is, you know, for every decision we make, there is pros and potential negatives. And I think when we're speaking to people about, hey, give it a go. I mean, I think the biggest thing for the done for you service is the consistency it gives you, even more than anything else, you know, that we will show up every single month, week on week. Would you like to just kind of just close off a really, little bit by just telling me a little bit about what it's been like working with my team, and we'll take it from there.
The team's been great. We've got no issues. They ask us for what we need, for what they need, and we supply it, probably not as quickly as they'd like, but we do our best.
Super reliable. You know, every time we go to the events and stuff like that, you know, it's like a little check-in, see how things are going. But you know, available when we need them. Like Lindsay said, you know, they keep us accountable, which is nice.
Sounds awesome. Well, I'll leave it at that. That's perfect for the interview process. So that's very cool. I think if I had to ask you, no, let's leave it at that. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You know what, though? You're welcome. Yeah. I hope you don't mind. Chris didn't even like you when we did the 6 week avalanche course. He's like, I don't want to work with him. And I'm like, well, I want to do this avalanche course. And then when we went to the first mastermind, and he was like, we signed up. And I'm like, I thought you didn't even like him. He's like, that's it.
Well, I was like, don't judge me.
Change my mind.
That's it. But you have to realize, though, too, like us working in all these different countries and working with different businesses and stuff like that, we've had a lot of different coaches like Everest and stuff like that. And it just never resonated. You know, it's like, do it my way or it's the highway. And it's like, well, blah, blah, blah. Like that. And so me, it was a lot of like, okay, you know, you speak something from stage, but then when you really dive in deep and look behind the scenes at what they actually do in practice, it's totally not congruent with what they're talking about. And I'm very, I'm a very kind of,
He can't see the message through the messenger. He can't see the message if he doesn't buy the messenger. Whereas
I'm very analytical too. So I have to do my research and stuff like that. Be like, okay, well, you know, they're saying X, Y, and Z, but then I just saw some stuff where they're doing this and that. And so to me, it just didn't resonate. But then, I was like, you know what? Let's give it a go.
So we go on stage and that was it.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
But it resonated with me. And I was like, you know what? This is what we need to take us to our next level. This is what we need to get seven figures, which is our ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But with ease and grace. I've met some with people grace, yeah. who have seven figures. And I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want their life. I don't want their relationship. I don't want their body. I don't want nothing.
Love that.
Cindy and Pete, and we're like, yay, we like them. I would like to be like them.
No, listen, that's amazing. I would talk to finances for me a little bit, and I don't actually mean specifically numbers really, but what was it like, you know, from a let's talk about a financial stability perspective, kind of before we started working together and now. Well, I mean, what most of our listeners don't realize is that we've actually jumped this call talking about some exciting other opportunities you have, etc. That's normally a conversation that happens out of some form of abundance or security that happens. So do you want to talk to that a little bit?
So we doubled every year. The cool part about starting a practice is that you're winning always winning.
Yeah.
You have a record week.
In the beginning, yeah.
It's amazing. And so the first year we did 60 grand. The second year we did 120. The next year we did 240. And then the year after that was the year that I stepped out. And I didn't step out. I was there and doing all the things, but my goal was to create a second income generating stream that year. And that year we grew by like 132 pounds.
Yeah, but it was still a win though. It was still a win. We didn't go backwards. That's why I try to tell her that all the time. I was like, it could have been a lot worse.
And I just thought like, the business at 3 years old is obviously not. So when you had said like, be careful, because I've not seen anybody go out into this space and do both successfully, I get it, because I was like upset the whole that year. I was like the fittest I had been. We were like all of that was really good, but our income wasn't. And I am a driver, and income is important, and I like to talk about money. That's sort of what happened. I was a bit, that year just wasn't such a good thing. So I think when we did the new patient avalanche, when we joined your team, and I think what sold it for you was you were like, Jonathan's here, Chris is here, I know these people, I trust these people in the room. And all of the biggest business, all of the best offices in the UK are part of your team.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it. You're right. You'll learn more from the room than you will from
you.
Like, I think you're fab, but I also, I want to rub shoulders with all these people.
For sure.